Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Thanks for being with us on the program this week. My guest in our studio today is Mayor Tony Rozworski of Lafayette, and we would love to have your questions for him during the next half hour. Call those in to 765-496-1999. Send emails to ask@WBAA.org or tweet your questions at WBAA News on Twitter. Mr. Mayor, thanks for switching spots with Mayor Dennis, who had a conflict today. We appreciate it.
Well, you know how we work together, so it was my pleasure to help accommodate his motorcycle trip. I hope he's having a good time.
And we will be sure to give him a little bit about that next week,
please,
when he's on the show.
Please do. Please do.
Because I know he's changed your schedule, too. So I wanted to start with the talk that's been going on about the summer festivals in Lafayette recently. Some are coming, some are going. There have been a couple that have been canceled that had happened in the past. I just wanted to get your reaction as to why the couple that have been canceled are not happening this year.
Well, you know, we've been in communication with Greater Lafayette Commerce, and I think, you know, there's a lot of information out there. But what it really boils down to is, you know, we need to continually evaluate what we're doing for downtown and really for the whole city of Lafayette and West Lafayette, just like any business has to continue to evaluate their business processes, what they're doing. They've got to continue to grow, meet new demands, or you just kind of die. You just really can't have that philosophy anymore. Well, we've done this for this many years, so we're just going to keep doing it. You know, so we're in a process really of stepping back and saying, okay, downtown has reached this level now. We're kind of through the construction. We're through a lot of growth, even though we have a lot of interest from developers in downtown. And I think you'll continue to see new projects. But how do we bring people downtown that best help the overall downtown businesses, build that community spirit, bring people together, get people to spend money at those businesses and to come back to downtown, right? Not just come for one festival and that's kind of all we see them for the year. And then also, how do we look at Purdue? How do we look at the students? How do we look at the millennials, the entrepreneurs, some of those folks that we wanted to stay here in the community? And are the things that we're doing really meeting all those goals and objectives? So I think, you know, it's prudent for us to take a step back, kind of look at what we're doing, what can we do differently, what can we do better. You know, we're going to make some adjustments this year. We're still going to do the Christmas parade in the evening, but I think we're going to move some of the other events after talking to some of the downtown business owners, stack them a little bit different on different days. Some festivals, some activities help certain business owners and hurt others, and looking to find that balance. You know, we're also in the process right now of sending out a survey to downtown business owners to say, what do you want? And to look at, give them some questions that we'd like them to answer so we get some feedback. So we really can put a collaborative strategy together with everybody going forward. And I'll give you a great example. I want, you know, the Friends of Downtown, I give them really a lot of credit for this. Steve Beltic, Ken McCammons really helped spearhead that, is that Beers Across the Wabash. I mean, that's a festival that we didn't have before. It does great. It brings in a group of young people, young professionals, young adults that typically we didn't get at other festivals, and they really, really enjoy it. And so do we need to do some other things like that? Do we need to time it so the Purdue students and faculty and everybody is back in session before we do some of these things, because they don't end up participating over the summer? Would that make more sense? So
when you say some of these festivals are good for some businesses and bad for others, what do you mean by that? Especially, what do you mean by some of the festivals are bad for business?
Well, the people, they lose a lot of parking, and so their regular customers that might come down to eat or go into their shop have a hard time getting in and out, and so they just don't come. And the people coming to the festivals just don't come in and spend the money, or they're eating because there's food being served at the festivals. And so I've had lots of businesses say, you know, this festival's pretty good for us, or a lot of them will say gallery walks are really good, and people will come in and buy art and buy those kind of things. Probably not so much at Dancing in the Streets, but yet their parking's all taken up. There's cars going by their businesses. So we've been very in tune to listening to what the business owners say about what works, what doesn't. And they all understand that we're never going to come up with a perfect set of five or six things that make every business work every time. So we'll have to continue to find that balance. So, you know, when you look at the Taste, when you look at the Moseys, when you look at Beer Across the Wabash, when you look at the gallery walks, and now we're also going to do the new events with Big Car Collaborative that we're doing with West Lafayette to activate some spaces in our downtown and bring some other types of activities to maybe spaces too that aren't quite used as much. And we'll see what type of return we get on that, how many people come, what they do in downtown while they're there, after they're done or before they participate in the activity, and we'll continue to study that. I mean,
and I think that's part of the point. And I'm not an economist, and neither are the business owners, most of them probably. But it would seem to me that the thing to do when you want to get people back into the downtown, especially when you've had construction that's kept some people away, like you've had over the last year to 18 months, wouldn't it make sense to just try to, you know, at some point throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks? And the idea being that once you get people into downtown, maybe they don't take advantage of some particular amenity or restaurant this time, but it gives them a higher knowledge that that thing is there such that they might come back in the future.
Well, we might just have to agree to disagree on that. I mean, I don't think we can just throw things at the wall and hope they stick, because we start taking parking away for different festivals and things like that, or projects that really don't work. That could hurt businesses a lot. And so I'm not sure that we shouldn't do that. And from talking to the businesses, it just doesn't always translate into that just by bringing people downtown that all of a sudden they know about stuff and so they come back. I'm not going to use the person's name because I didn't ask them I could, but I can tell you a group that went over when we had the free movie around Christmas time. They had the free movie over at the Long Center. They went over there and passed out coupons to every single person that came in and out of that. They told me later they never got one coupon redeemed. Not one person came into the store from all of those people, hundreds of people that they passed out stuff to. So there's got to be a little bit more strategy to that, and I think this is a good time for us to really talk to those business owners, put all of our heads together, and decide what's going to work going into the future. I mean, you see big box retailers that have closed, went out of business, bankruptcy. We're just not government. Greater Lafayette Commerce, all of us, we just can't get in the mindset that just because we've always done it this way, we keep doing it this way and not sit back and continue to evaluate. I feel very confident that we get through this process, we'll come back with different opportunities for people that will be even better than what we have right now.
This is Ask the Mayor on WBAA. We're talking with Mayor Tony Rzeworski of Lafayette today. Please call 496-1999 with your questions. You can also email those to ask@wbaa.org and tweet them at WBAA News on Twitter. Well, while we're talking about downtown, I wanted to talk about what's going on South 4th Street as well. There have been some eviction notices given to people. You're hoping to put up some new townhomes in some places where there have been some perhaps properties that didn't look the way you would want them to look. Tell me about that process.
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, one thing I do want to make clear, we're very excited about the project, but I think it's clear that it's not a city project per se. I mean, those properties were owned by private individuals, and they were sold to private individuals who plan to put new brownstone apartments in there, and then across the street also rehab a older historic building. We're very excited about the project. We have talked for literally 10 years on how do we facilitate the development of the 4th Street corridor into downtown. And as downtown has continued to grow, it's made opportunities to start to push up that corridor more financially possible for people to do. And as we've created that excitement about downtown, downtown living is at an all-time high. We know there are apartments and other places that have waiting lists for people wanting to live downtown. And so the time is right to do this. We're very excited to be working with the group. They're called Goal Sale. They're a bunch of young entrepreneurs. I don't know if any of them are out of their 20s. A lot of them went to Purdue. Some of them are native of Lafayette. Others stayed here. And I think that's great. We see young people in not only wanting to live in downtown, but actually investing in downtown and putting business models together that I think are sustainable and viable for the future. And so the brownstone projects, I've seen all the renderings. I've seen what they're going to do with it. It's lovely. The work across the street's impressive. So we're going to be rezoning that area to central business here shortly and working with them on being able to develop those projects. And I think it's going to help breathe new life into that 4th Street area. I think it's going to make that entrance into downtown look much, much different than it looks today. And certainly we understand the people that lived in those homes, but again, they were privately owned by a private individual. But there are a significant amount of opportunities still in the community. I've only had one person that lived there speak to me about it, and they had already had found a place to move to. And so I think the relocation will go fine. And
is the city actually helping with the relocation?
No, we're not actually. I mean, those are, like I said, that was a down to eat or time getting in up, have a hard time, just don't come in and out. And so the people coming to the festival just don't come in or they're eating and spend the money. Food being served because there's festivals. And so at the festival, lots of businesses. I've had a lot, this is say pretty good for festivals. A lot of them will say for us or locks. Our gallery wall, and people will come to really good art and buy them and buy all, probably those kind of things, dancing in the street. Not so much at their parking streets, but yet cars all taken up, businesses so going by their business. We've been very listening to what very in tune owners say about the business works, what does about what works. They all understand it. And we're never going to come up with a set of five that make every sixth thing this. Every business, we have to work every time that balance. So continue to find when you look at the Moseys taste. When you look across the wall, when you look at beer at the gallery wall, Ash. When you look at, we're also going to talk, so now the new events. Going to do the car collaborate with big with West Lafayette that we're doing to active yet is in our downtown. Create some space, other types of town, and bring some activities too that aren't quite to maybe spaces. And we'll see what used as much return we type of people that how many get on that people what they do, people come down while they're there. You in downtown before they protect after they're done or in the anticipate continue to activity and we'll to study that.
You, I think that's part of the point. An economist and point, and I'm not neither the business and I'm probably business owners. Most of it seemed to me that it would when you want thing to do back into the downtown, want to get people back. You've had construction, especially when people away, that's kept some the last year to eight, like you've had over the wouldn't 18 months just try to it makes sense to at some point throw at all and see what's throw stuff at the wall and the idea be sticks get people into. Being that once you be, they don't take downtown, maybe some particular advantage of some restaurant or amenity, but it gives time, higher knowledge them, a thing is there, that they might come back or such that they,
well,
in the future.
I just have to do, we might agree on that. I mean, agree to disagree. We can just throw, I don't think wall and hope they throw things at those. We stick because parking away, start taking festivals and things for different fest projects that is like that or don't work, that really don't hurt business. That could not. And so this is a lot. I'm not sure that we can do that. We shouldn't. And from talk, is it just digging into the business translate? Doesn't always by bringing people into that just down. Downtown, and they know about that all of a sudden come back stuff, and so they're going to use the person's name, but I can tell you, didn't ask my could group that we had the free went over when movie us time they had to, around Christmas, the Long Center, the free movie over passed out. Cube, they went over there and every single purponced every in and out of that person that came in. They told me later they. The coupon redeemed. Never got one person came, not one from came into the store. Hundreds of people, all of those people out, stuff they passed out. There's a got enough too. So strategy to be a little bit more. This is a good that, and I think to really talk to the good time for us to put all of our those business owner and his heads together and work going into the side. What's going to, you see big future. I mean, tailors that have big box retail business bank closed, went out of, we're just not bankruptcy. Government, fit commerce. Greater Law just can't get all of us. We get that just because in the mindset done it this way, as we've always done, keep doing it this way, we can continue to and not set back. I feel evaluate that we get through very confident we'll come back this process with different opportunities with people that opportunities for PB even better. We'll get what we have right now than what we
ask the mayor on double
now.
This is we're talking with Mayor WBAA of Lafayette, Tony Rozworski. Call 499 today. Please call 1996 questions. 99 with your mail those to at. You can also email WBAA ask at tweet them a.org and AA new at WB Twitter. Who's on talking about down? Well, while we're talk about town, I wanted to turn on South. What's going on as well? There are 4th Street eviction notice. There have been some people you're hoping this is given to townhomes and to put up some new. There have been some places where properties that perhaps you would want and look the way you tell me about them to look.
Sure.
That process.
I mean, one thing first of all, I do want to make excited about the, we're very excited. I think it's clear project, but it's not that it's not project per se, but a city project. Those property. I mean, those by private properties were owned and they were sold. Individuals who the private individual planned to put own apartments, a new brownstone across the street in there, and then a rehab, also historic building, a older, we're very building about the project. Very excited about. We have talked really for litters on how to 10 years facilitate the of the four state, the development street corridor down into downtown. Town is and as down continued to grow opportunities to it's made up that corridor start to push up, finding a more potentially people to do and as possible for people. That excitement about we've created that downtown living downtown Dim High. We know there is at an all time upper places that have apartments and other people wanting waiting lists run, and so the time to live downtown is right to do this. Right to be working with. We're very excited. Goal sale that the group they're called Young. They're a bunch of years. I don't know if any entrepreneur of their 20s. Any of them are out of a lot. Some of them went to Purdue yet. Others are native of stayed here. Great. We see. And I think that's in not young people to live in downtown, not only wanting to invest in town, but actually putting business in downtown there that I think are models together and sustainable future and so viable for the future. Brownstone, seeing all the REN projects. I've seen what they're going to do. Greens. I see it's lovely with it. It's work across the world. Impressive streets. Going to be rezoned. So we're going to central building that area shortly. Business here, working with them on and develop those projects, being able to develop, going to help breathe. And I think it's a new life into the area. I think it's that 4th Street it's into downtown, going to make that entry look much more down than it's different. And so it looks today that we understand certainly people that lived in the people again, they were those homes, but by a private individual, privately owned, but the individual significant. There are opportunities out of still in the community. Had one per community. I've only heard speak to me son that lived there. I already had about it, and they had to move to found a place to think the relocation. And so I will find and location will go
actually helping with and, is the city.
No, we're
the relocation.
Those are not actually. I mean, down to eat or like I said, that was a have a hard time getting in and out, and so they just don't come. And the people coming to the festivals just don't come in and spend the money, or they're eating because there's food being served at the festivals. And so I've had lots of businesses say, you know, this festival's pretty good for us, or a lot of them will say gallery walks are really good, and people will come in and buy art and buy those kind of things. Probably not so much at Dancing in the Streets, but yet their parking's all taken up. There's cars going by their businesses. So we've been very in tune to listening to what the business owners say about what works, what doesn't. And they all understand that we're never going to come up with a perfect set of 5 or 6 things that make every business work every time. So we'll have to continue to find that balance. So, you know, when you look at the Taste, when you look at the Moseys, when you look at Beer Across the Wabash, when you look at the gallery walks, and now we're also going to do the new events with the Big Car Collaborative that we're doing with West Lafayette to activate some spaces in our downtown and bring some other types of activities to maybe spaces too that aren't quite used as much. And we'll see what type of return we get on that. How many people come, what they do in downtown, whether they're there after they're done or before they participate in the activity, and we'll continue to study that. I mean,
and I think that's part of the point. And I'm not an economist, and neither are the business owners, most of them probably. But it would seem to me that the thing to do when you want to get people back into the downtown, especially when you've had construction that's kept some people away, like you've had over the last year to 18 months, wouldn't it make sense to just try to, you know, at some point throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks? And the idea being that once you get people into downtown, maybe they don't take advantage of some particular amenity or restaurant this time, but it gives them a higher knowledge that that thing is there such that they might come back in the future.
Well, we might just have to agree to disagree on that. I mean, I don't think we can just throw things at the wall and hope they stick, because we start taking parking away for different festivals and things like that, or projects that really don't work. That could hurt businesses a lot. And so I'm not sure that we can – no, we shouldn't do that. And from talking to the businesses, it just doesn't always translate into that just by bringing people downtown that all of a sudden they know about stuff and so they come back. I'm not going to use the person's name because I didn't ask them I could, but I can tell you a group that went over when we had the free movie around Christmas time. They had the free movie over at the Long Center. They went over there and passed out coupons to every single person that came in and out of that. They told me later they never got one coupon redeemed. Not one person came into the store from all of those people, hundreds of people that they passed out stuff to. So there's got to be a little bit more strategy to that, and I think this is a good time for us to really talk to those business owners, put all of our heads together, and decide what's going to work going into the future. I mean, you see big box retailers that have closed, went out of business, bankruptcy. We're just not government, Greater Lafayette Commerce, all of us, we just can't get in the mindset that just because we've always done it this way, we keep doing it this way and not sit back and continue to evaluate. I feel very confident that we get through this process. We'll come back with different opportunities for people that will be even better than what we have right now.
This is Ask the Mayor on WBAA. We're talking with Mayor Tony Rzeworski of Lafayette today. Please call 496-1999 with your questions. You can also email those to ask@wbaa.org and tweet them at WBAA News on Twitter. Well, while we're talking about downtown, I wanted to talk about what's going on South 4th Street as well. There have been some eviction notices given to people. You're hoping to put up some new townhomes in some places where there have been some perhaps properties that didn't look the way you would want them to look. Tell me about that process.
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, one thing I do want to make clear, we're very excited about the project, but I think it's clear that it's not a city project per se. I mean, those properties were owned by private individuals, and they were sold to private individuals who plan to put new brownstone apartments in there, and then across the street also rehab a older historic building. We're very excited about the project. We have talked for literally 10 years on how do we facilitate the development of the 4th Street corridor into downtown. And as downtown has continued to grow, it's made opportunities to start to push up that corridor more financially possible for people to do. And as we've created that excitement about downtown, downtown living is at an all-time high. We know there are apartments and other places that have waiting lists for people wanting to live downtown. And so the time is right to do this. We're very excited to be working with the group. They're called Goal Sale. They're a bunch of young entrepreneurs. I don't know if any of them are out of their 20s. A lot of them went to Purdue. Some of them are native of Lafayette. Others stayed here. And I think that's great. We see young people in not only wanting to live in downtown, but actually investing in downtown and putting business models together that I think are sustainable and viable for the future. And so the brownstone projects, I've seen all the renderings. I've seen what they're going to do with it. It's lovely. The work across the street's impressive. So we're going to be rezoning that area to central business here shortly and working with them on being able to develop those projects. And I think it's going to help breathe new life into that 4th Street area. I think it's going to make that entrance into downtown look much, much different than it looks today. And certainly we understand the people that lived in those homes. But again, they were privately owned by a private individual. But there are a significant amount of opportunities still in the community. I've only had one person that lived there speak to me about it, and they had already had found a place to move to. And so I think the relocation will go fine. And
is the city actually helping with the relocation?
No, we're not actually. I mean, those are, like I said, that was up down to eat or time getting in up, have a hard time, just don't come in and out. And so the people coming to the festival just don't come in. Or they're eating, spend the money, food being served, eating because there's festivals. And so at the festival, lots of businesses. I've had lots, you know, this is say pretty good for festivals. A lot of them will say Brus or Locks or Gallery Walk, and people will come to really good art and buy them and buy art. Probably those kind of things, dancing in the street. Not so much their parking's on the streets, but yet cars all taken up, there's businesses. So going by their business, we've been very listening to what very in tune owners say about the business works, what does about what works. They all understand it. And we're never going to come up with a set of five that make every six thing this every business. We have to work every time that balance. So continue to find when you look at the, you know, at the Moseys taste, when you look across the wall, when you look at beer at the gallery wall, bash, when you look at, we're also going to, and now the new events, going to do the car collaborate with big with West Lafayette that we're doing to active yet is in our downtown, some space, other types of town, and bring some activities too that aren't quite to maybe spaces. And we'll see what used as much return. We type of people that, how many get on that, people, what they do, people come down, whether they're do in downtown before they protest, after they're done, or in the anticipate, continue to activity, and we'll to study that.
I think that's part of the point.
I mean,
well, an economist and point, and I'm not an neither of the business and them probably business owners. Most of them seem to me that the, but it would when you want thing to do back into the downtown, not to get people back. You've had construction, especially when people away, like, that's kept some the last year to eight, like you've had over the wouldn't 18 months. Just try to it makes sense to at some point throw. You know, at all and see what's throw stuff at the wall. And the idea being sticks, get people into being that once you be they don't take downtown, maybe some particular advantage of some restaurant or amenity or but it gives time higher knowledge them a thing is there that they might come back or such that they
well
in the future.
I just have to do we might agree on that. I mean, agree to disagree. We can just throw. I mean, I don't think wall and hope they throw things at those. We stick because parking away, start taking festivals and things for different fest projects that is like that or don't work that really don't hurt business. That could not. And so this is a lot. We can no. I'm not sure that we can do that. I'm not. We should. And from talk. Is it just into the business translate doesn't always by bringing people into that just down, pull down 10 they know about that all of a sudden come back stuff. And so they are going to use the, I'm not because the person's name, but I can tell you, didn't ask my could, group that we had the free went over when a movie us time they had to around Christmas, the Long Center, the free movie over passed out cube. They went over there and every single purpons every in and out of that person that came in. They told me later they the coupon redeemed. Never got one person came, not one from came into the store. Hundreds of people, all of those people out, stuff they passed out. There's a got stuff too. So strategy to be a little bit more. This is a good that, and I think to really talk to the good time for us to put all of our those business owner and his heads together and work going into the side. What's going? You see big future. I mean, tailors that have big box retail business bank closed went out of. We're just not bankruptcy. Government, fit commerce. Greater Loft just can't get all of us. We that just because in the mindset done it this way, as we've always done, keep doing it this way, we can continue to and not set back. I feel evaluate that we get through very confident we'll come back this process different opportunities with people that opportunities for PB even better. We'll get what we have right now than what we
ask the mayor on double.
Now.
This is we're talking with Mayor WBAA of Lafayette, Tony Rozworski. Call 499 today. Please call 1996 questions 99 with your mail those to ask. You can also email WBAAskatwtweetthema.org and AANew@WB Twitter. Who's on talking about down? Well, while we're talk about town, I wanted to turn on South. What's going on as well? There are 4th Street eviction notice. There have been some people you're hoping this is given to townhomes and to put up some new. There have been some places. Where properties that perhaps you would want and look the way you tell me about them to look.
Sure.
That process.
I mean, one thing I well, first of all, I do want to make clear, excited about the. We're very excited. I think it's clear project, but it's not that it's not project per se, but a city project. Those property, I mean, those by private properties were owned and they were sold. Individuals who the private individual plan to put own apartments, a new brownstone across the street in there, and then a rehab, also historic building, a older. We're very building about the project. Very excited about. We have talked really for litters on how to 10 year facilitate the of the 4th State, the developer street corridor down into downtown. Town is and as down. Continued to grow opportunities to it's made up that corridor start to push up finding a more financially able to do and as possible for people that excitement about we've created that downtown living out downtown Dim High. We know there is at an all-time upper places that have apartments and other people wanting waiting lists for, and so the time to live downtown is right to do this right to be working with. We're very excited goal sale that the group they're called Young. They're a bunch of years I don't know if any entrepreneur, their 20s. Any of them are out of a lot. Some of them went to Lafayette. Others are native of Lafayette. Stayed here. It's great. We see, and I think that's in not young people to live in downtown, not only wanting to invest in town, but actually putting business in downtown there that I think are models together and sustainable future and so viable for the future. Brownstone, seeing all the REN projects. I've seen what they're going to do. I see it's lovely with it. It's work across the world. Impressive streets. Going to be rezoned. So we're going to get to central building that area shortly. Business here shorking with them on and develop those projects, being able to develop going to help breathe. And I think it's a new life into the area. I think it's that 4th Street. It's into downtown. It's going to make that entry look much more down than it's different.